Okay, Dan Tehan is the Federal Minister for Education. He joins me live now. Minister, thanks very much for your time. We're hearing about the challenges facing students and teachers at the moment. What's being done to help?
Well, Education Council, which is all state and territory education ministers and the Commonwealth Education Minister, will meet tomorrow. On the agenda is the curricula and all the reports from the state and territory's curriculum and assessment bodies as to how we could possibly deal with Year 12 this year. So that will be discussed. Obviously, ultimate decisions will be made at the state and territory jurisdictional level, but we want to ensure as best we can that there is a nationally consistent approach.
As you might have just heard, we spoke to the principal of a private school in Sydney. They've got a lot of resources and a lot of money, and that principal even acknowledged that not every school has the same resources. Are you concerned that if we have to continue down this path for a while, and it seems like we might, there's likely to be growing inequity across Australia in terms of what access each student has to a quality education?
Obviously, education's been turned on its head by the pandemic, and we all understand that. What we will all be doing, whether it's from a Commonwealth level or a state and territory level, is making sure we understand the challenges that are being confronted by all students, and as best we can deal with those. And look, we've done this previously, whether it be bushfires, whether it be drought, whether it be when students get individual illnesses, we're able to adjust for those circumstances. And that's what we'll be seeking to do as a result of the coronavirus pandemic.
What about educating kids with special needs? Do you think enough's being done to ensure that they're properly catered for?
Absolutely. All state and territory authorities are doing the very best they can to make sure that we are educating those students with special needs to the very best of our abilities. Obviously, it's challenging times. It's uncharted waters. But everyone is doing the absolute best they can. And can I say to all those educators, all those teachers' assistants who are out there, thank you for what you're doing during this time. It's going to be a challenging 6 months, but your level of professionalism, your desire to make sure that our children don't miss out on a year's education is so, so important.
Okay, you've mentioned the role that state jurisdictions are playing here, but just give us a bit more detail. What role is the federal government playing to oversee this transition to ensure that there is a level playing field across the nation at the moment?
Well, we are coordinating through Education Council the approach. We are feeding into National Cabinet the ideas, priorities, principles that we think should govern the year. And we are working incredibly cooperatively with state and territory education ministers and with state and territory leaders to make sure that we get the best outcomes we possibly can for Year 12 students and all students.
In terms of those Year 12 students, obviously there are a lot of discussions at the moment about whether they'll be well prepared for perhaps tertiary education. What's your view on extending classes and exams perhaps into next year?
Well, I think the first priority should be to ensure as best we can get all students through their schooling this year. And if that means we need to push into November and December, then I think that should be our aim. I've already had discussions with the university sector. They are very keen also to make sure that they're flexible in the approach that they will take. They already show some flexibility when it comes to students who might have been disadvantaged through circumstances, and they're prepared to do that again across the board when it comes to the coronavirus. So we continue to put the work in. Everyone wants to see this year's Year 12 students be able to pursue their dreams, whether it's about going to university, vocational education, or into employment. We want to see those dreams fulfilled. A lot will be taken away from Year 12 students this year in terms of formals, in terms of what they might do for schoolies, in terms of that social interaction that you have in Year 12. But what we want to see is that their education for this year isn't taken away from them.
Okay, Education Minister Dan Tehan, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.